Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 40 of the Function Get Option Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my cohort, my buddy, my compatriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. What's up, Adam?
Hey. You know, just live and live vita loca.
Can you believe it? We made it to 40 episodes.
Well, yeah, I can believe it because I've been here for all 40 of them.
Well, it's surprising to me. This is amazing. I'm impressed with us. Pat ourselves on the back.
Yay. I know what I'm going to do. For 40, moving forward, I'm going to have a bank of sound effects and just I can give ourselves like... the applause.
That would be good. I know our listeners to the podcast right now, while they're driving on their commute to work, they're just like, they're clapping safely, I hope. Don't take your hands off the steering wheel.
Right.
But they're happy for us.
And you know what I'm going to do real quick? Here, you won't be able to hear this because of the way I'm bringing it in. So they're applauding for us right now. You can't hear it, but trust me, they are.
Well, thank you. I'm very touched. So, what's up in your world?
What is up in my world? Not much. I wrote a plugin. Oh, wait, no, I didn't. That's you.
That was somebody else.
That's somebody else. I got my hairs cut. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you even notice? You didn't notice, did you?
I always notice.
No, you didn't. Yeah. And then she went really short on the sides. It's like a Dustin Hartzer short. That's what I call it. I call it the DH. I gave him the DH.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You look kind of like one of the guys from the a band.
Thanks. Yeah, that band. Yeah. I am with the band now. I'm so ecstatic about that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Adam Levine. That's who you look like.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah. I just need to get some tats. That'd be good.
Right.
Get some tattoos.
Right. Yeah.
What else? I have a question for you, real quick. I was curious. You know, you and I both don't like to have car problems, right? It's just one of those things that's like, it just bugs us.
It's the worst.
To the core, right?
Ugh.
Yeah. So with that said, you know, it's been cold there in Jackson, Michigan. It's been cold here in Cary, North Carolina. And you know, we've had a dead battery because we didn't drive the car for 10 days. It was sub 20s, et cetera. So I'm thinking about getting my own portable car jump battery type thing. And now they make them. Actually, you can have a portable battery pack, like, you know, how we have those when we travel around WordCamps, so you can charge your phones. There's one I just found recently on Amazon that actually can also jumpstart a car.
What?
Yeah. So it's like $65. I'm tempted. I'm so tempted. It'll charge my battery. I mean, it'll charge my my laptop, my phones. It's like whatever, 20,000 milliamps. I think it's the right way to say that. But I am so tempted because it has these little the clamps, those little, you know, pincher things, you know, whatever they're called. The jumpstart cables. It has those little cables that you can attach to it. And I could jumpstart my own car, which would be really cool, I think. So
that would be pretty sweet. Wow. How about that?
It's in your bag. You have it ready to go. So I'm thinking, keep that charged and going. So
I like it.
I'm thinking that's what I'm thinking. That's what's up in my world at the moment.
What a fascinating modern age we live in.
Isn't it? It really is. So anyway, so would you want one of those? Like, you know, your birthday's coming up sometime this year.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. Send it my way.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I mean, okay, cool. What's up in your world?
Oh, the huge, just doing what I do.
What is that exactly?
Well, you know, just changing people's lives, making the world a better place.
Nice.
Trying to get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. I did finish up and launch a plugin last night.
Nice.
That was cool. That was a big accomplishment. And because, I mean, launching a plugin, if anybody out there has like gone through this, especially launching a commercial plugin, it always, you know, you always estimate how much time it's going to take.
You said commercial. So you actually made a Betterify commercial plugin now?
Betterify Ultimate Pro.
Nice. UP. The UP. No. See? It's up the Upper Peninsula. Yeah. It's all in the house. All Michigan. No, so it's not that one.
It's a premium extension to Project Panorama. We've made a few of those before, but you always estimate how long it's going to take to launch a commercial plugin, and it takes about 10 times that long every time.
So
yesterday, I just said, I am not going to drag this out. So I worked late into the night.
Yeah, you texted me, and I was already in bed. I don't know what you were thinking. Yeah. I saw it light up. I have it on mute and everything. Everything was off in my house. I'm not my house, the office and technology. I was reading a bit, and I'm like, I got a text. I saw it was from you. And I just turned the phone over. I'm like, I'm not going to answer you. It was like 10:30. 11
o'clock. I know. I was dedicated.
It's good for you. Yeah, I was in bed. So.
Yeah.
What else? So you launched a plugin. Cool. What else?
Yeah. Well, this morning I got up with the Abigail, the little baby, and we watched an animal show. That's what we usually do in the morning.
Nice.
And I choked on some coffee and spilled it, spit it up everywhere and woke her up. And, has that ever happened to you?
Never.
Just like goes down the wrong pipe.
And, nope.
Ah, it was a big mess.
I'm perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect coffee drinker.
I always suspected, but now I know. And I wrote a little song.
Oh, the other day. That's right.
Nothing special.
Just a song? Like a love song for your wife and daughter?
I don't know. Weird things happen when I pick up the guitar. So sometimes I just pick it up, got a little time, and just something comes out. So I'll play it for you.
You want to play?
Yeah, let's play it.
Is it related to WordPress, or is it more of a just like a woe is me life type of song?
I mean, I don't know. It has some grievances in it.
So it must be WordPress.
Yeah. You got it.
Because you don't have no grievances with your wife or daughter, that's for sure.
Oh, certainly.
You haven't been married long enough. Okay, here we're going to play this. So go ahead and just start playing, I guess, right?
Let's do it, yeah.
Okay.
Settings, it's a UI disaster. But 1 million people use it because it promises to make their site faster. Getting it to work right requires at least a master's degree. And 700 hours of your time and all your energy. W3, total crash. Created by a guy named Frederick Towns, who has moved on with his life from the sounds of what I hear from his customers, who say he no longer puts them first. To him, this project is a time waster. He's spending more time on his startup called Playster. This poor old plugin is now collecting dust. It isn't a resource that I promote or trust. W3, total crash. W3, total crash. W3, total crash. Every other plugin developer hates this tool. It's in everyone's dreaded plugin list as a general rule. And if you're like me and after trying, or simply appalled, you've probably discovered by now it can't be uninstalled. W3, total crash. W3, total crash. W3, total crash. Which certainly gets lots of attention, good and bad. Yes, it's true. Well, I guess I don't mind telling you. For starters, I hate software tools that do invisible things. And seeing so much jargon throughout the settings, I hate how hard it is to remove it, and how little's getting done to improve it. Despite being practically abandoned, it's still upselling services, which seems underhanded. And the delicious icing on this poop cake is the crazy number of sites that break because of W3, the total crash. W3, the total crash. W3, the total crash.
That's good stuff. That is. I love it. Oh, wow. Yeah, I should play the applause again. That's awesome. You know, when I first heard that, by the way, you know, because you played me the demo there, I thought it was WP total crap. You know, I don't want to get dinged on the podcast here, but total W3 total crash. It's brilliant. It really is. I take it you have experience with writing plugins that, or come across plugins with stuff like that.
sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we definitely. I don't know. Maybe I was getting tickets, support tickets that related to this infamous plugin.
Okay.
That inspired it, but I don't know. Like I said, I pick up the guitar and weird stuff happens. Yeah. So moving on, what's happening in the news, my friend?
So before we even get to the news, just so you know, I just got a text. Do you remember Leslie Mullicky from the NTC conference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So okay. She just says hi.
hi, Leslie.
so hello to her, too.
Yes.
I sent her a message like a week or so ago. She was in the States. So she finally wrote back. She's back in, I think she lives in France? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Germany?
It probably took a while for the text to get over there. Yeah, it's just the ocean.
The pipes are just real narrow. Anyway, so in the news and updates, WordCamp Detroit just finally got announced. Not finally, just got announced.
I'm so excited about this.
Isn't that in your state?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even that far, like an hour and a half away.
Are you going to go?
Heck yeah. I'm going to be there.
Are we going to battle?
Ooh, we should totally pitch that. Yeah. So Andy would approve that.
Stay tuned.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he knows better.
But, yeah, right. And the other thing is WordPress. So I don't know if this is news, like current news. I'm confused because we talked about this pre-show roll. WordPress is 15 years old this year, but we're not sure exactly when the birthday is because looking back at the 10-year birthday celebrations, they were like in May. But I saw a whole bunch of stuff recently in the past week, like happy 15 years for WordPress like this past week. So is it just because of the new year? I don't know.
Oh, man.
So we don't want to be late on it. So if it is in January, happy birthday, WordPress. If it's not, happy early birthday, WordPress.
It's this year.
Yes, for sure.
We know it's this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 15 years old. That's old software, man.
Right. Yeah. Did you want to flash back to where you were 15 years ago real quick?
Yeah. Can you imagine? 2003.
So it's 2003. It's 2003. This is Adam Silver, and I am I'm a father of two children. I have a 2-year-old and a 1-month-old.
Wow. I'm Kyle, and I'm 15 years old.
Wow.
Yep.
How's high school?
I'm still homeschooled and living on the farm and working at a farm, milking cows.
Wow.
And trying to learn how to skateboard on homemade ramps in the backyard.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. And we're back.
Wasn't that fun?
That was great. That was
how crazy. 15 years ago. So I'm 30 now. So that was half of my life ago.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I have a 7-year-old daughter. 17. Yeah. And my kid, I have an extra kid. Yeah.
An extra.
I have 3 kids now. Yeah. I mean, the kids are what? 17, 15, and almost 13. Next month it'll be 13. So it is crazy.
Crazy. Wow. Wild.
WordPress.
Stuff.
Yeah, WordPress. Thank you for that. All right. Last thing in the news was Sandhills is hiring for support.
Ain't that cool? The coolest company you could ever work for.
It sounds very corporate. Sandhills for support. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess. Yeah. Maybe I know some people looking for work.
They did research on this and they proved that Sandhills is the coolest company you could ever work for in your life.
Okay.
So if you're interested. I mean, a support position at Sandhills is better than like an executive position at Apple.
Yeah. I might have actually had coffee go down the right pipe for the first time in my life. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. What else? People on the move. Changes. I didn't know this. Did you know? Obviously, you knew this. You put this in the show notes, so you should mention it.
Yeah, I only found out through a totally coincidental friend. I have a pal, a friend here in Jackson. We go to like a friends group almost every Thursday night for like wine and cheese and hanging out with pals. And somebody there was like, I met Angie Bergman because she works at the company I work for and got a promotion to lead SEO strategist.
Oh, wow. What company does she work for?
It's a company called Advanced Local.
Okay.
And they do online marketing, AdWords, SEO, and a lot of stuff. And my friend here in Jackson is an SEM specialist, and she was praising Angela Bergman's talents and knowledge, search engine optimization.
Nice.
She's, as we know, she's a brilliant person. It's just a funny connection.
I honestly didn't know that she did that. So that's cool. I mean, I love Angie. She's awesome. I really do.
Oh, she's great.
She gave me my first break ever. No, she didn't.
Yeah.
Just wait. No.
She made you.
Right. She made me the man I am. That just sounds weird. But no, I like her. And her husband's cool too, by the way.
Yeah, Bill's a good guy.
So anyway, all right. That's it on the move. What you wearing? What you drinking? What you reading? If anything. So I can see what you're wearing. It looks good.
Oh, gee, thanks. I'm donning a Give WP T-shirt. Mm. Oh, those great people at Give WP. They're awesome. Yeah. I'm sipping some coffee.
Yeah.
So
I'm sporting a WordCamp A2 2016 shirt and drinking some coffee as well. And I'm reading like, you know, half a dozen books at any given time. You know, I'm just reading, listening to podcasts, making podcasts. I'm just ingesting and regurgitating content.
Wow.
Sounds terrible. So
really does.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So. I don't like it.
Yeah. Right. I'm still reading the 12-week year. It's taken me like 12 weeks to read this one book. Yeah. It's like 100 pages. It's so sad.
The 12-week year.
It is. That's okay. All right. Hey, Kyle, guess what?
What?
It's questions time.
Coming to you from Gary, North Carolina.
Just kidding. And there we go. It's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them for the most part. And now it's time to answer your questions. You ready, Kyle? You ready? Because here they come. Here's the question for you. I'm going to ask you the first question. You ready? This one was sent in by Rich Tabor. He asks, what kind of impact, if any, will Gutenberg have on the freelance small agency market? Do you think average users will finally build websites that actually perform? Oh, so it's actually two questions. So,
Oh.
Yeah, it's okay. Really? It's okay. Oh, okay. It's all right. So, you know, again, it's like a whole Gutenberg consistency, the Gutenberg to agency question.
Sure.
What's going to happen? And, you know,
what's
going to happen? So,
who knows?
Do you have an option or do you want me to give my first option?
I mean, I know what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we all know what's going
to
happen.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of want to beat you to the punch.
Beat me to the punch then.
Absolutely nothing. Not a thing will come out of it. It'll come out on April 31st, and no one will be the wiser.
What?
Why April 31st? Think about that for a second.
Because there is no April 31st.
There you go. So, no, option one is nothing's going to part one of the question, nothing will change. Not a thing. That's my first option.
You
give one of yours now.
Listen up. Bitcoin, blockchain, drones, 3D printing, autonomous vehicles, the Snuggie, Tinder, Gutenberg. What do all these things have in common?
Matt Mullenweg? No, wait, whoa.
People like talking about them and blogging about them.
Okay.
And labeling them as signals of the end times.
Right.
Well, I say hogwash.
Hogwash.
So there.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Okay. I also have another option. Oh, another answer to the question. Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Well, he asks that second question, do you think average users will finally build websites that actually perform? Well, can they?
Finally.
Right. I mean, you know, what's your definition of performance or what's your definition of success for anything, for any type of category in business or in life, right? But can people actually, will they be able to build sites? Sure, of course. Will they? No. That's not going to change because people don't do that. We do that. We are the professionals in the industry, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I've spoken to many dev shops about this. Some big names in the space. Matt Mullenweg, Troy Dean, Jamie Curry, just other people. And we all agree that just because it can be done doesn't mean that they're going to want to do that. That's not what they do. They want someone else to take it over, make the updates, help with the SEO, help with the marketing, the strategy, the growth, because unless they are a WordPress shop, that's not their business. It's part of their business, having a website. So that's the value there. That's the difference, in my opinion. I also had a conversation just yesterday with this whole, with this once again, saying that I expect, I don't know how to word this. I wouldn't be surprised if it, if WordPress is forked and people stick with A, you know, classic, and B, new, and keeping Gutenberg a plugin. So we'll see what happens. You know, it's an option. So, yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. Here's the, when you were 15 years old, actually, when you were before you were 15, before you were born, literally, the inkjet printer came out. Not the dot matrix. Remember that? You don't remember that either, do you? So inkjet printer came out. The Mac came out in 1984. You know, everything changed for desktop publishing. And just because you could put 24 fonts on a page didn't mean you should. Right. Just because WYSIWYG was a thing doesn't mean it was a good thing for many people. You know, design, it still takes talent. And it still takes skills to do the right thing. So I'm just saying.
You're just saying. And I'm just listening.
Right on.
And now I'm just saying.
What do you got? What else? You got anything else?
Yeah. This is a great topic. And I think it's important that we don't think about this as one climactic moment. It's really, it's just another change in a constantly evolving world. You gave an example. We, if we're working in an industry like this, I mean, in any industry, but especially in a technology industry, the software industry, it just changes rapidly all the time.
It's a dynamic.
The bar changes.
It's fluid.
The bar goes up constantly. It will never stop going up. If you want to exist in this industry, you better just come to terms with that.
I mean, it's a fluid thing. I mean, I identify currently as an agency, but I'm fluid. Next week, I might identify as a plugin developer. Who knows?
See what I did there? You're taking it somewhere else, okay. I think.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm here to amuse.
The point I'm trying to make is the bar is going to go up every year. I mean, think about the fact that the websites that like a novice, layperson, non-website developer throws together after reading a couple basic tutorials and pointing and clicking their way through their first hosting account. Those websites, which by our standards now are unimpressive,
right,
actually blow out of the water the websites of 10 or 15 years ago.
Right.
That people were making.
Yeah.
I mean, even the professionals were making sites back then that suck in compared to what lay people are creating today.
Right, no more tables.
It's just the bar has gone up.
I love my table data.
Right, table-based layouts.
Right.
And the grid. And
the grid.
And all that. Gosh, and frames and...
I remember seeing NetFusion objects where it was like drag and drop on the front end. And it was like doing all this table stuff on the back end.
That was slicing PSDs.
Oh, and, slices.
Gosh. Yeah.
Anyway. You're not supposed to do that anymore?
The bar keeps going up. It'll never stop going up, and we rise with it. That's just part of our profession. There's probably other professions out there where you just get good at it, and then you're set. Not in this industry.
Right.
If you don't like that, maybe you choose another industry to work in. But in this space, every year it's going to be a little bit harder. And the reality is that as that bar moves up, it always will hit the hardest and hit first the bottom end of that that service market.
Right.
So any service providers, there's always going to be different levels, different tiers of service providers in every industry. And as the bar raises, it's going to raise from the bottom and hit first and hardest the people down there, the people who are only like a half step ahead of their customers. So if all you did was like learn the basics, it took maybe a 101 tutorial, so you're a couple steps ahead of your customer, you know to go to WP-admin to log into your site. Well, oh yeah, you're ahead of your customer. You know that you can set posts to draft and you know how to add things to the menu in WordPress. You are a step or two ahead of your potential customer. But guess what? That's not a lot. You're like, you know, people in another space who went to school and took the 6-week course and got some basic certification. You know, so now I can do, I don't know, I can do phlebotomy, or I can drive a truck or something like that.
Wait, WP phlebotomy? What? Is that a plugin?
I haven't looked, but you're never going to, you know, if you're in that situation, you took the 6-week course, right, and you got the basic pieces of certification. You didn't go to eight years of schooling. You're not the person doing the open heart surgery. All right. That person is extremely secure in their position because they're not 1.5 steps ahead of their customers. They're like 35 steps ahead, and you know, they're getting paid way, way more, and they're extremely secure. And these shifts in the market when the bar raises have absolute minimum effect on them. So if you want to have some security in your position and earn a lot, regardless of where you're at and what industry you're working in, you need to be as many steps as you can be ahead of your customers. Don't be at the very bottom end of the market.
Right. It's all about the value add. What value are you adding?
Yeah. These are just things to remember. Right. The technology is going to advance.
Right.
To eventually make some of the things you're doing.
The other answer to your question, Rich, is you could always pivot, move to Southern California or somewhere where there's an In-N-Out, because an article came out just last week where managers at In-N-Out make $160,000 a year.
Holy moly.
The technology of burger making is not changing. So there you go.
Just wow. Saying,
yeah.
That's right? Remarkable.
It really is. It's a good company. Yeah. Well, they pay their employees well. So
yeah. I think that as a prediction, I predict that as big changes, Gutenberg, in the grand scheme of things, as we look at it in the macro view over the years, it'll just be like a little thing. But right now it's kind of a big change. My prediction is that like the low end consultants will begin to find it a little bit harder to get customers a little bit, and we'll start actually being asked for different things, because what drives the innovation and the services and the packages and products that get made are what customers are requesting. That was the case with my business, and I'm sure it's been the case with yours. You know, you do what customers ask for, and they come and say, can you do this for me? And whatever they're requesting is what we end up starting to specialize in and provide.
Right.
And so we're going to start seeing customers asking for slightly different things than they were before. And that might be, you know, not what we're expecting right now. A lot of people are pointing and clicking and configuring pages with page builders and stuff. And customers might start requesting that a little less. And the next thing you know, they're going to be instead requesting help configuring, you know, their payment integrations for e-commerce, mm-hmm, or setting up subscription levels for a membership site, or building out good experiences for an e-learning course or whatever, rich experiences on their site.
Right.
And those are things that do take knowledge and experience. And we're going to start getting requests for those. And the people who were doing this one thing that now they're getting asked to do less often are going to either learn to do new different things or become irrelevant.
There you go.
That's my prediction.
Mic drop. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's true. I mean, like anything else, I like the value add concept. And, you know, and for those who are on the lower end, they will have to either figure something else out or, I don't know. It's yeah. Go to grad school.
I don't think you're ever in danger, really. If you're not opposed to continuing to learn new things, you're going to have people still talking to you. They're just going to be starting to ask for different things. They're not going to disappear off the map. Right. They're not going to be. This doesn't solve all of their needs.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. I mean, let me ask you, because I do know some people out there who listen to the show, no names, but they are hesitant to build anything new. Right now, we're in January as we're recording this, 2018, and they don't want to build anything new until Gutenberg drops, which is not till like April or May for any client work. And I think that, I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, I think...
Because they're afraid of the whole breaking of the whole site down the line and then being asked to rebuild it for no more money. Or do you tell potential... I mean, here's my take. I'm building what I get asked to build right now. If I have four proposals out, if I get a signed contract, we're going to build it in the platform we're going to use. The theme, you know, we're going to use Core, we're going to use our theme and build it. And if something comes down the line, or Gutenberg is, in theory, could break, we're going to opt out of Gutenberg for the you know, immediate future.
Sure. Yeah, probably a lot of people will be in that boat. I mean, hopefully it'll be executed really well and minimal number of people will have to.
But
that's my hope.
Yeah, I mean, but if you were running the agency still, let me ask you this way. If you were still running your agency, would you continue to build sites? Let's say you got a new contract for next week. It, you know, it was in the right price point, and would you build it right now, or would you wait, or would you tell the client any of this information about Gutenberg, about future developments?
I would be making steady moves right now to adjust how I implement projects.
Okay.
The way that we always implemented projects would only likely be minimally affected. It would be affected a little bit because this affects the experience that the customer had, but the projects that we were doing were more about executing a bigger vision,
right,
for the company. So working on functionality, mm-hmm, custom user roles, and integrations with third-party applications and stuff. And so the editing experience for end users, you know, the usually small number of people who actually were authoring content on the site, it was, you know, not super, super important. So this changes that. We would be accounting for that and maybe adjusting the tools that we use and preparing for it. But
you would still take the work. You'd still move forward. You're not going to put something on hold for 4 to 5. You're not going to deny income for yourself or a company, in theory, for 4 to 6 months. It's an unknown, right? So
certainly not.
It's just a matter of keeping appraised of what's going on in, you know, and accepting that potential change down the line.
It's a tricky spot. I acknowledge that. Yeah. It is a little bit tough knowing that you're using tools right now, and you'll probably need to switch
to something
later.
Well, so with that said, can I get that link to the Sandhills job?
Yeah.
All right. On that,
sandhillsdev.com/careers.
Okay. always pimping. All right. Yeah. Moving on to the second question here. This one's an audio question sent into our friend by our friend Jeff Mattson. Let me play this for you if we get the right
one. I love it.
Let me get the right one here. Here we go. Here it is.
I'm Jeff Mattson, and I want to know how I can tell people that their code is absolutely terrible.
That is such a good question.
I love it so much.
Yeah, I love Jeff. Jeff is like one of my favorite snarky people.
you can always count on him.
Right. For something.
Yeah.
Snark. Yeah. You can always count on Snark. I'm going to start calling him Snark. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I love Jeff. Jeff's cool. So this is an interesting question. How do you tell people their code is absolutely terrible? So I have two options.
Hit me. Number one.
Option one, in a whisper.
Oh, excuse. That softens the blow a little bit.
It does. It's like, hey, can you hear me?
Your code sucks.
Your code's really bad, and most of it's deprecated. All right, that's my option A. What do you got? I'll give you my option B in a second.
That's a good one. Stage an intervention. Get the whole family, even Uncle Morty and that old neighbor you had growing up that you mistakenly thought passed away years ago, and all of your friends and colleagues. Just get them all together in a room, surprise a person, and just like break it to them. I don't know. You got to get through to them.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's another option. That's an option. It is. Mm-hmm. Intervention. So in a whisper or in a intervention category. My other option, I'm not a pure developer, as I've said before, so I only have two. My other option is really, how do I want to word this? In a bullhorn, your code sucks. something like that.
I like
that's
that.
All I got.
Yeah.
Sorry to blow out your ears, Mr. Josh Ebby.
Josh has complained about us being loud.
Yeah, well, about the audio sometimes when the opening music.
Oh right, yeah. Thanks for the feedback, Josh.
Right.
How about at the next company meeting, you just get up and like start doing some like, what do you call it? Roast him.
Oh, roast.
You
know? Yeah,
like a roast.
Code roast.
Stand up like jokes, like that scene in Liar Liar where Jim Carrey's insulting everyone in the board meeting.
Right.
And it's everybody's laughing.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like pulling off someone's toupee and just like making fun of everybody. Just make it into a big joke. That softens the blow a little bit, but will still, you know, effectively humiliate them.
Well, actually, I think if I'm not mistaken, hold on one second. I could actually, something like this. So, like if you're in the boardroom, you could almost say like, your site's so dated, the whole thing should be deprecated.
Oh, no.
Your site's a mess. I guess you never heard of CSS. Oh, my design is sick. What are you using? Kubrick? You know, so.
Yeah.
That's coming
soon.
No
one's going to get that. No one will get that.
No, it's okay.
This is a throwback joke.
Battle one. Battle number one and battle one. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, winner. All right. I think the best advice I could give is to be specific with your feedback. If you want to just make someone feel ashamed, you know, like it makes you feel good about yourself to just critique other people, by all means, you know, shame them. There's so many ways to just like hurt other people's feelings and make yourself feel like you're better than other people. I mean, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But if you actually want to help them, which I hope you do, I think that being as specific as possible about the problems is the real way to get through. So really look at the code and reach out and say, hey, here's a link to the documentation for WordPress coding standards. I noticed that your code is, you know, maybe like adopting a different standard, and we recommend this standard. Here's maybe an article that just explains why that's important, and maybe a linting tool for helping implement these coding standards. Or maybe here's an article that I read that says why you shouldn't use the extract function, or something like that. And just a pro tip. And as you get really specific and you point to lines in their code and you give a resource that backs up your advice, just to say this isn't your opinion, this is something factual, then that starts to help the other person learn, helps give them an impression that, you know, maybe they do have a lot of opportunities to improve, and helps them appreciate your help and be more open and receptive to the rest of your feedback as it waterfalls all upon them.
Nice. So I think in the show notes, we should put a couple of links to some best practices, or what you just said about here, some reference points on, you know, code syntax, et cetera. So I'll leave that for you.
There's all kinds of things. Yeah. But you should be able to link to something and say, here's why I think you should change it. That helps the most.
Right. Right. Huh. It's you know, it's funny. You don't think about it that way. But the other thing you could also do, like you said, the shaming. You don't want to shame. You want people to get better, right? Without being deflated.
That's true. That's true.
So
that's the culture that we want to promote.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So cool. All right. Third question. Oh, we don't have a third question. We have something new that you came up with.
Oh, yeah. We like doing new segments on the show. We try to make this show fun and interesting so you guys don't get bored. So here's a new segment that we're introducing. We're going to try it out, and we'll probably in the future continue to experiment in 2018 with new segments. But this one is called Unordered Lists.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't have music for it yet. Sorry.
if segments stick around, then they'll get a music.
Yes.
So we want to know if people like this segment. But all it is a challenge. What we're going to do is we're going to throw a topic at each other. We're going to each take turns. And whoever gets the topic assigned gets 30 seconds to list as many items in that topic as they can before their time runs out. And we're going to see who scores the most.
Okay. Let me. I do have a music bed here, something here for this one. Yeah, okay. I think I'm ready for this one.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Let me ask you. So I'll ask you for an order list, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. So I would like you to give me as many things in this category as you can in 30 seconds, and go with, this is a good one. Go
and
with
no cheating.
No, no,
can't
no.
Look it up.
No, no. I'm no just looking. I'm looking at the list that you came up with. That's all.
Hands away from the keyboard.
Well, I need it. core contributors. Ready? Go. Wait and go.
All right. Helen Mustandy, Andrew Nason, Boone Gurgis, John James Jacoby, Pippin Williamson. Let's see. What's his name? Ryan Boren, Matt Mullenweg, Mike Little. Let's see who else. I'm missing so many people here. Elaine Schessler.
That's it. That was 30 seconds right there.
Oh.
I think he had like 10. I lost
that
track of
terrible.
It.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
But you know what? I think it's like 10, like 8 more than I would have gotten.
You actually picked a hard one.
Yeah.
I was hoping you would pick something easier. Dang, that's going to bother me like the rest of the day, as like core contributor names are going to start popping in my head. This will probably drive me insane.
Awesome. That's yes. Mission accomplished.
I hate this game already.
Thank you for thanks for listening. My job is done.
This is a stupid game. We're never doing this again. All right, I'm going to pick a harder one for you.
Okay, all right.
Since you picked a hard one for me.
All right. Let me know what you got.
All right. You've got 30 seconds. You're going to start the timer when I say go?
Yeah.
All right. WordPress agencies.
Ooh.
Go.
10 Up, Modern Tribe, Real Big Marketing, Concierge WP, Zeek Interactive, Pixel Jar, Rumspeed, Mike Hale's new company. It's going with Mike Hale Inc. I don't know. I think my time's up. Is that it? That's my time. Yeah, I dare you. You win. Dang it.
You were close. That was like 8 or 9.
Yeah. Now I'm going
to. If you count Mike Hale Inc.,
that's going to kill me now.
I think it was Stomp Gear.
Stomp Gear. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a terrible game.
It's the worst. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Now, of course, I'm going to think of like, you know, there's.
Rob favorite Web Dev Studios.
Actually, I was thinking the one
Alley Interactive.
Amber. Not Amber. What's
Alley Interactive?
No, the other one. Amber. Yeah, it's Amber, isn't it? What?
Oh, Amber Detroit.
Amber Detroit. You're right. Duh. Yeah. Can't be second guessing. Come on. Anyway, I'm trying to make it come on.
Range.
Yeah, range. Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. Let's wrap it up. I'm just depressed now.
All right.
That was awesome.
We might rethink that game. We'll see. Yeah. Listeners, let us know if we should bring back unearthed lists.
Okay.
All right. So thank you, listener, for tuning into this show. We want to hear your questions. Adam, we could have anybody listen into this show right now. Anybody with problems that we don't even understand or appreciate. It could be you, listener. You could be a podcasting automatician from Dayton, Ohio, with an affinity for the color orange, wondering who you should ask to keynote your WordCamp. You could be an Eagle Scout entrepreneur from Kalamazoo, listening to us on your long commute to your day job, and wondering if we have advice for helping you turn your side gig into a full-time job. You could be a writer/developer/realtor/guitar player/podcaster from Chicago with a lot of questions about making your brand new agency successful. You could be anybody.
I have a feeling you had this prepared.
There's a whole lot of people who could theoretically.
We don't want you. We want everybody else. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. If you are, take these headphones out and stop listening. No, we want your questions. Send them in. Whatever is on your mind, whatever you're struggling with. You got stress, all right? You got anxiety. You got problems. You got a whole bunch of problems. We want to help you with those.
And honestly, you could also be closer to my age than Kyle's age and maybe have helped raise him on a farm and send in a question.
Oh, gosh.
Just saying.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So you have problems. We want to help you with them. That's our role in life. That's the purpose of this show, is to help you have a better life and a better business. So shoot those questions our way. Email them to us. Questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Go to getoptionspodcast.com. Leave us a voicemail and play your audio on a future episode. How cool would that be?
That'd be
People
awesome.
Will hear your beautiful musical voice
right.
on a future episode of the show. We have a contact form there on the website as well. You can fill out and drop a load of questions on us. Just dump them all over us.
Right.
All over us. Like dump truck of just questions. Like all your problems. Everything that's on your mind. Just let it cascade into our inboxes.
And
maybe check us out on social media or something, or leave us a review. That would make our day.
Right, it would. You can find Kyle at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. You can find me at Hey Adam Silver, and you can find us at get_options. Have a great week. Talk to you later. Bye.